Good evening. My name is Anna, and I feel blessed to be here this evening with you sharing my story of grace. It never is easy. I thought it would be easier to share this evening since I've told my story before, but I discovered the same uneasiness creeps up. Apparently, the enemy tries to fill me with fear even now when I know what freedom it brought me in my life almost 3 years ago. Since I first confessed to the ladies in my group, I continue to be amazed by God's love and faithfulness to me. I have learned that it is not the things I have victory over that are most important, but the things that I am pursuing victory in. I am so thankful that God does not leave me alone in the areas I want to hold on to. Instead, He nudges me forward to become more like Christ. So tonight I want to tell you about God's faithfulness, His relentless love for me, and His unbelievable patience with me as I stumble through life. He has continued to mold me into the woman I was meant to be and continues to guide me back on track each time I get off. He has shown me how living an authentic life can transform you and the amazing freedom and joy that it brings. I grew up in church, but my view of God was one that required me to be perfect. My salvation was based on my own abilities and good deeds. Although I realized my need for God at the age of 10, my salvation required works. It was not free gift. Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God. In my teens, I walked away from God. I felt incapable of pleasing Him. I gave in to temptation and peer pressure and started doing what I wanted until close to the end of my high school years. God continued to draw me back to Him and brought other Christians into my life. It was at that time I met the man I would marry. I was following Christ but was young and not ready for a relationship. My spiritual immaturity was apparent in our relationship, and for me to feel accepted and loved by Him, I felt I needed a physical relationship. I don't know why, and I don't know how. I've always seemed to be able to justify the sin in my life. I always told myself I was not hurting anyone. I thought if I was not committing adultery and we were two consenting adults, what is the big deal? We married a year later, and shortly after my 18th birthday. We were both Christians, active in our church, and involved in every way we could find, but no one ever knew of our sin. Our marriage of 14 years was, for the most part, a good one. We had two beautiful children, and we continued to serve in our church. The demise of our marriage was received with surprise by all. I don't know that I was surprised as everyone else. I was surprised for that more that my husband was not who he said he was, but really neither was I. Don't get me wrong, I loved God and I was growing in Him, and I would not have survived the breakup of my marriage had I not discovered God's loving grace for me, that my works were not what saved me, but that it was Christ's finished work on the cross alone that saved me. However, on the outside, I strived to portray a perfect mother and a perfect Christian. I'm thankful that I discovered divorce care. After the divorce, for it allowed me to process so many feelings that I had. Unfortunately, my plan was to process everything as quickly as possible and to get on with my life. I did heal from my divorce, but it was not just my divorce I needed healing from. I was still a walking, wounded child, and once the healing from my divorce began, I thought I had somehow gotten myself to where I was and gave God little credit. I forgot that it was God who carried me through all of it, loved me, provided for me and my children, and placed me in a church with loving people. By now, I knew sex outside of marriage was not God's best for my life. With that, I knew that sin was not called sin because it was something that God just put there so that He could control me. The things that God calls sin are actually an offense against Him and detrimental to me and often to those around me. But sometimes we still choose sin. After being divorced a year and a half and doing everything right, I jumped into a relationship. It did not take me long to fall back into the same sin and justifying it by saying that I'm not hurting anyone else. And so why should this be so bad? Sadly, I was using God's infinite grace as a license to continue sinning. Romans 6, 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? And again in verse 15, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? By no means. And in verse 18, you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. And thankfully, God still loves me, even though I took advantage of the grace he so freely gives. I became that Sunday Christian, the one that goes to church and during the week I looked no different than anyone else. I know now that God has forgiven me, but I still struggle sometimes knowing the missed opportunity I had to share God's love and saving grace with the people he brought into my life. That relationship was on and off for 7 years, and then went on several months after he married. The only thing that brought it to an end was me meeting someone, and then 2 years later, and I remarried. When that marriage ended in 2009, I got back in touch with him, and the relationship went on for over a year. I justified something that seemed to not hurt anyone, and in the end, it became something much worse than I thought I was capable of doing. Sin is like that. It takes on a life of its own, and it steals, kills, and destroys. At the time of my second divorce, I had not been to church in 5 years. I have a tendency to hide away. One of my favorite authors wrote a book, and in one of the stories he wrote, hide and seek, grown-up style, wanting to hide, needing to be sought, confused about being found. This is me. I am always playing hide and seek, grown-up style. Not going to church was my way of hiding from other believers because the masquerade had become so exhausting. In 2010, my daughter and her family were in Dallas visiting for a month and wanted to attend church during their stay. The church they found was Watermark, and we went together the whole month of October. I cried throughout every single service. I was convicted of my sin, and God freshly showed me his love. I kept going once that they had left, and shortly after, I started Connecting Point. It was during Connecting Point that I made the decision to end the sinful relationship, repent and turn and recommit my life to Christ. I started serving in divorce care the following February, and while helping out, I was able to fully accept God's forgiveness for the mistakes I had made after my divorce. Unfortunately, when I started dating the following May, it was apparent that my ability to stay pure was not there yet, and that I was going to continue to repeat my old patterns. So I quickly ended the relationship. That fall, when divorce care started up again, I started the session committing to no dating with everyone else. Now, almost 4 years later, I'm still not dating. Choosing to not date started out because I did not trust my own ability to live a pure life and to follow Christ and all the Bible teaches. I could no longer ignore or twist to suit me and my desires. After the first year of dating, I realized that my desire for sex had actually not changed. When I look back on that first year, it's obvious that I had been happier and more at peace and had grown more spiritually than I had in years. I learned that God is enough, that nothing in this world matters above knowing him and growing in him. I learned that sometimes you need to have something in your life that helps you remain committed to doing what is right. Divorce care was that for me. Accountability is a powerful thing, but I needed to not just be silent and stay committed to what was being asked as a leader and a follower of Christ. I needed to share my struggle with the ladies in my community group who were committed to me and my walk in Christ. James 5:16 says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. I've often wondered about this scripture. Why do I need to confess my sins to others? Isn't God enough? God began to show me that my silence was allowing sin to maintain its hold on me. Because if no one knew of my struggle, no one knew that I failed. I realized that God wants us to confess our sins because doing this also helps remove the power the sin has over us. It's the biblical principle of bringing what is dark into the light. It is out there in the open now, and my friends ask me how I am doing with my walk in purity. I never could hide from God, and now I'm learning to trust and not hide from His people. So, can we live sexually pure lives? Yes, but not apart from God and not apart from other people, following hard after Him. God desires that we know Him, and He will never let go of us either. Romans 8:38-39, one of my most favorite scriptures. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. My journey to live a pure life started with a desire to please God because of what He has done for me, but I expected to do it alone. God, in His wonderful love and mercy, pushed me to confess my failures to others so that I did not have to do this alone. It started in a Bible study one summer and continues today through the love and care of my community group. He does not want me to do this alone, and He continues to keep me on a path of authenticity. I joke sometimes that I am here to show people what not to do, but maybe I'm here to show others what lengths God will go so that we might know life in Him. Get to know Him, trust Him in all areas of your life, and let Him write the rest of your story. Thank you.